WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, more from Governor Murphy refusing yet to lift the indoor mask mandate for businesses and public settings despite yesterday's guidance from the CDC. Murphy says if an event is indoors and personal in nature, a birthday party, graduation, or the like, with people you know, taking a mask off would be responsible. He does say vaccinated people can and should unmask outdoors. New Jersey news made possible by Indeed. Looking to hire? Indeed will help you speed up the process. They have 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Republican former Governor Kristi Todd Whitman is part of a coalition laying the groundwork for a new political party.
Whitman is among 150 Republican and independent leaders calling for the current GOP to turn away from rising political extremism. Others in the coalition include former Homeland Security Chiefs Tom Ridge and Michael Chertoff, as well as George Conway. In a 13-point platform, a call for American renewal does not name President Donald Trump, but does say our nation's future should not be dictated by a single person, but by principles that bind us together. It continues, that's why we believe in pushing for the Republican Party to rededicate itself to founding ideals or else hasten the creation of an alternative. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Kidnapping charges against a 16-year-old who Union County prosecutors say stole a car from a Roselle home last night with a toddler inside. The vehicle's owner was bringing items from the car into the home. It's not clear if the teen knew the child was in the vehicle. The teen boy was captured in Elizabeth after trying to flee on foot. The 2-year-old was not hurt. Schools having a tough time finding math, science, and special education teachers might gain a familiar pool to choose from, retired teachers who could return for 2 years and simultaneously receive their pension. Deborah Bradley of the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors Association says staffing has been a daily concern this year.
With many teachers needing medical accommodations or leave, and some simply choosing not to return to the classroom this year, our members were hard-pressed to often cover their classrooms.
Bradley says 47% of principals surveyed have identified vacancies that they're started trying to fill for next school year and are seeing a low number of applications. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. 70s continuing through the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
If certain venues want to mandate that you get vaccines, I don't know if they can. And I think you may get a lot of people just saying, screw you, and walking away. This is all ridiculous.
Steve Trevalise. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
304 now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Finally, some better news coming in from Hal. Route 33 reopened each way between 34 and Colts Neck Road. A down pole wire situation squared away, apparently. Over to the parkway, it's a lot of clutter going on. Construction, local lanes north 109 to 116. A crash in the right lane up around 137. Another one up at 144 is cleared. Parkway south kind of crowded, getting through and beyond exit 89 in the Lakewood area. Both spurs of the turnpike kind of slow coming south. Two of the car in the truck lanes. 287 is getting more crowded through Edison each way, and then 440 slow downs from the turnpike down to the Garden State Parkway. You've got slow traffic in Lakewood on Route 88, a crash over by Clover Street. Leaving New Jersey, 5 to 10 minutes of the Holland and Lincoln tunnels, 5 or less of the George Washington Bridge. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Meyer, New Jersey traffic south. Delays at 42 on the northbound side of 295. We have an issue being worked on, and traffic is slow from 41 up towards 295 on Route 42 on the northbound side. And good news, some areas of road work have been cleared up on 295 northbound in Hamilton Township in Mercer County. That repair work has been cleared, and so has the repair work at Route 1 at Whitehead Road in Lawrence Township. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 398 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 306.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks for being so informative.
New Jersey 101.5.
308 now, New Jersey 101.5. Instant weather.
This weekend marks the midpoint of May. Believe it or not, Memorial Day weekend is just 2 weeks away. The splendid 70s will continue through the weekend, but the forecast isn't perfect, with increasing rain chances too. Now, our weather looks fine heading into tonight. It'll be mainly clear and seasonably cool, lows tomorrow morning around 50 degrees. And tomorrow will be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid-70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Sunday could get a little iffy as skies turn mostly cloudy, our high scales back to around the 70-degree mark, and we'll be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers starting Sunday afternoon. Monday, there could be some drizzle and clouds around, and we'll end up a bit cooler. Highs Monday, mid to upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Atlantic City, 71 degrees. Westwood, 77. Lawrenceville, 75. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.